While he is there, he is not allowed to take a shower.
When angels play, it pops so loud, it trumpets ring loud and clear. And that day we dreamed of for so long, that day is almost here. Let angels play, it pops so loud, that trumpets ring loud and clear.
Thank you very, very much. And now another moment you've been waiting for. You were waiting for that one. Well, you're waiting for this one, too. Skip Johns and the Travelers from Lake City. Need I say more? Skip, tell them about your record, will you?
Okay, I'll do that right now. Our record's on sale. It's Strictly Folk, and we'll do it for you this afternoon before the show's over. It just came out. It's been out a month, and as I said, you can pick it up right over there. Back. Didn't think we were going to make it back for a while, but we did, if the rain holds off. I'd like to introduce some members of the group to you this time. Starting on my far left and playing bass. You enjoyed him last night. Give another hand to James Buchanan. Next fella from his right, playing fiddle from Jacksonville, Florida, is Buddy Harvey. Rhythm guitar, backbone of the band, my father, Claudie Johns. Right now we'd like to do a song. It's been around a long time. And the name of it's kind of funny, but Maybe the song won't be quite that funny. Okay, we're going to do a record for you now. And I'll bet this will be the first time you've ever heard it at any festival. Because the fiddle player wrote the song. Give him a hand. He wrote this song we're going to do. It's called Swanee River Home.
Why did I leave my Swanee? Don't know why I left my Swanee River home and the girl that I cannot forget, where the moon shines bright almost every night near the banks of the Swanee where we met.
Why did I roam from my Swanee River home where the Spanish moss hangs from the trees? I'm going back to my Swanee River home and the girl lays waiting there for me.
My Swanee River home, where the dark waters flow swiftly by. If I don't get back to the place where I belong, then I think I'll just lay down and die.
Why did I roam my Swanee River home, where the Spanish moss hangs from the trees? I'm going back to my Swanee River home and the girl that is waiting there for me. Why did I roam the last one river home where the Spanish moss
Thank you very much. Before I forget it, we'll be back tonight, and there's also a festival, and you can pick up the flyers at the information booth right over there. The 20th and 21st of October, there'll be a first annual Mid-Florida Bluegrass Festival in Kenanville. That's about 40 miles south of Kissimmee, and the directions are on it how to get there. And we'll be on the show with Ralph Stanley, and Vassar Clements will be there. George English and the Blue Ridge Gentlemen, and Gordon Scott and the Big Ben Ramblers. I'd like to do a sacred number right now. Swing Low Sweet Chariot. Kind of wind off our part of the show for today, but good Lord willing, boss in a good humor, we'll be back with you tonight. You better take us out on one called Old Joe Clark. Thank you.
Well, you know, certain acts seem hard to follow, but this is a study in contrast here, and this young man is equal to the task. Lance Lazenby of Gainesville. Let's give him a hand.
About 8 years ago, a Floridian that's part of the Grand Ole Opry cast named Mel Tillis wrote a song called Ruby Don't Take Your Love to Town that was picked up several years later in the, I don't know what you'd call it, folk pop field, I guess, folk country, whatever. A little while after that, he also did a spoof on his own song in collaboration with somebody else, and I'd like to do the spoof. I figure after the act that I have to follow, you know, if I goof up on the spoof, it's not quite so bad. You've painted up your lips and washed in orange your store-bought hair. Chubby, I didn't know you had a bald spot under there. But it's not as bad as seeing you standing in your dressing gown. Oh, Chubby, please take your love to town. Now I don't mind a gal that's plump and full of energy, nor one that's 6 feet tall and tips the scales at 303. And I don't care if she wears shoes her daddy threw away, but Chubby, you're more than I can take. It's hard to love a woman whose legs are bent and do not match. I've never seen but one of your eyes, on the other you wear a patch. And it won't be long until I'm dead if you keep hanging round. Oh, Chubby, please take your love to town. She's leaving now, 'cause I just heard the truck back to the door, with 15 men to load her up, and they could have used three more. And if I could move, I'd sing and shout and drink the bottle down. 'Cause Chubby just took her love to town. They've hauled my love to town. Don't turn that truck around. Thank you. Last night I had terrible K-pot trouble, so I borrowed another K-pot today. And I'm going to put this thing off and wring the neck off this thing if I have to avoid what I went through last night, I hope. I'd like to repeat a song that I did last night, too. Well, that's better than last night. I'd like to do a song called Simon Crutchfield's Grave. Said several times during the festival that I have a weakness for storytelling songs, and this is kind of an interesting one. Well, I remember very well a tale my daddy used to tell about old Simon Crutchfield and a friend. Now Mary was his pretty wife, and they loved every breath of life before they took old Riley Harper in. Now Simon plowed and worked the fields, and Mary cooked their meals, while Riley kept an eye out on the place. Still no one knew just when this episode came to an end. It only knew of Simon Crutchfield's grave. Mary Crutchfield, you should be ashamed. Get on your knees and pray your soul be saved. Riley Harper, if the devil was to blame, why can't you ride past Simon Crutchfield's grave? In the year of 1864, a blizzard came across the moor. All the crops were snowed in, none were saved. And the only way to get to town was a wagon road that wound around and through the woods past Simon Crutchfield's grave. Now some folks say that they lay there at least 6 months or more before an old fur trapper found their bones. And he claimed they wrote their epitaph on the cabin floor, just the way it reads today in crumbled stone. Mary Crutchfield, here lies Mary Crutchfield, for she betrayed the love that Simon gave. Riley Harper, here lies Riley Harper, 'cause he couldn't ride past Simon Crutchfield's grave. Want to do a quickie that's not exactly a folk song, but it's a Kingston Trio thing out of the late 50s that's a kind of a nice little novelty thing, and it reflects a lot of the cynicism for cultural historians that was prevalent among college-type intellectuals back in the late 50s. The mood of an awful lot of the young people back then about the world in general. I don't think they ever gave it a title on the album that it was on. They're rotting in Africa. They're starving in Spain. There's hurricanes in Florida. And Texas needs rain. The whole world is festering with unhappy souls. The French hate the Germans. The Germans hate the Poles. Italians hate Yugoslavs, South Africans hate the Dutch, and I don't like anybody very much. But we can be tranquil and thankful and proud, for man's been endowed with a mushroom-shaped cloud, and we know for certain that some lovely day someone will set the spark off, and we will all be blown away. They're rioting in Africa. There's strife in Iran. What nature doesn't do to us will be done by our fellow man. Thank you.
Zeke and Rosa Stevens have been coming to the Folk Festival for a long, long time. Zeke is what you call a real, sure enough, honest-to-goodness, old-time fiddler. And he has a marvelous collection of fiddles. He has a gourd fiddle. And he's taught Rosa to do something that's unique and rare. In the old days when the wagon trains maybe had one instrument, most likely a fiddle aboard, the fiddler had to furnish music for church and funerals and weddings and the dance. The play party games, if it was sinful to dance. And to make it sound a little louder, they didn't have a PA system, but they had a built-in one. They beat the straws, the rhythm, right on the strings. Watch her.
All right, folks, you're going to hear the tune from a gourd fiddle to start with. Then that, I'll give you a tune or two on this. I'll pick up my original violin. This year's one of the famous violin we know of, only one in the world, exactly made like it's made. I made it in 1965, I think it was, and I thank you. Scripts. I got to take my other, you know. Just because you think you're so pretty. Thank you. here's a piece there's never been no music written to. The name of it is Leather Birches.
A study in contrast. Let's welcome a pretty girl to the podium, to the platform. Carrollton Whatley of Bell, a pretty little talented country singer.
How many of y'all know of Hank Williams? Okay. But he wrote a song. It was called Wedding Bells, and it hasn't really been done by too many people, but I'm going to try to do it. I have the invitation that you sent me. You wanted me to see you change her name. But I couldn't. It's sort of like a drastic change, really. But it's called The Auctioneer. And my auction thing isn't all that good. So if I mess up and get tongue twisted, just overlook it. There was a boy in Arkansas who wouldn't listen to his ma when she told him he should go to school. He'd sneak away in the afternoon, take a little walk, then pretty soon you'd find him at that local auction bar. Talks so rapidly. me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, 30, give me 30, 30, 30, 30, give me $30 bill. Got a $5 bill tonight, give me 25, and so give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, 30, give me 35, 35 dollar bill. As time went on, he did his best, and all could see he didn't jest. He practiced calling bids both night and day. You'd often find him behind the barn just working up an awful storm. He tried to imitate the auctioneer. Auction school, you will be nobody's fool. You can take your place among the best. Got a $5 bid and that'll give me 25 and so give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, 30, give me 30, 30, give me $30 bid. Got a $5 bid and that'll give me 25 and so give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, 30, give me 35, 35 dollar bid. Now from that boy who went to school, there grew a man who played it cool, and he came home a full-fledged auctioneer. Well, people come from miles around just to hear him make that rhythmic sound. They fill their hearts so full of happy cheer. Well, his fame was known from shore to shore. He had all he could do and more. Had to buy a plane to get around. He's tops in all the land. Let's pause and give this man a hand. He's the best hillbilly auctioneer. Got a $5 bid and now to give me 25 and so give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, 30, give me 30, 30, give me $30 bid. Give me 25 and so give me 30, make it 30, give me 30, make it 30, 30, give me 35, 35 dollar bid. Got a $5 bid and now give me 25 and so give me 40, make it 40, give me 40, make it 40, give me 40, give me $40 bid. Got a $5 bid and now give me 45 and so give me 50, make it 50, give me 50, make it 50, all that hard for $50 bid. Thank you very much. This next one is a fairly slow one. Or no, I'll change it. It's one by Dolly Parton. It shows how strange people can sometimes turn out to be nice. It's called Joshua. Well, a good ways down the railroad track, there's this little old rundown shack, and in it lived a man I'd never seen. Folks said he was a mean and a vicious man. You'd better not step foot on his land, but I didn't think nobody could be that mean. So it took me out of walking down the railroad track. I was gonna go down to that little old shack and find out if all these things I'd heard was true. There was a big black dog laying out in the yard, and he growled at me and I swallowed hard, and I heard somebody say, "Why, who are you?" Well, there he stood in the door of that shack. His beard and his hair was long and black, and he was the biggest man I'd ever seen. When he spoke, his voice was low and deep, but he just didn't frighten me, 'cause somehow I just knew he wasn't me. He said, "What you doing snooping around my place?" And I saw a smile come across his face, so I smiled back and I told him who I was. He said, "Come on in, pull you up a chair. Might as well since you're already here." He said, "You can call me Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, what you doing living here all alone? Joshua, Joshua, ain't you got nobody to call your own? No, 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 no." Well, we talked till the sun was clean out of sight. We still talking when it come daylight. There was just so much we had to say. Well, I spent my life in an orphan's home. Just like him, I was all alone. So I said, "Yeah," when he asked if I'd stay. Well, we grew close as time went on. That little old shack, it was a happy home. We just couldn't help but fall in love. That big black dog in that little old shack, sitting down by the railroad track, it's pretty good enough for me and Joshua. Joshua, Joshua, you're just what I've been looking for. Joshua, Joshua, you ain't gonna be lonesome no more. No, no. Me and Joshua, me and Joshua, me and Joshua. Thank you.
Now, let's welcome Michael Moore, Laurie Sachs, Dennis Sharp from Doctor's Inlet. Oh, I did skip one. Wait a minute. Go back. That's wrong. Joe Mark, a fine performer from Gainesville. This is the first time he's been here this weekend.
I'd like to start out with a song about a worm. A worm named Edgar. Edgar was a worm and tiny, but for worms was big and juicy. In the ground he was quite happy, till one Saturday. Till Mr. Eglin came a-kneeling, and in the ground he started digging for a worm to bait his fish hook on that Saturday. Well, old Mr. Eglin grabbed old Edgar there, sized him up, and he said that he was fair. So Edgar had to think of something to get out of going fishing. So he looked at Mr. Raglan and to him did say, he said, you know, fish go in the water, and men and women go in autos. Dirty worms go in the ground, so won't you put me down? Jesus told me all about you men, and about the way that you did him in. He said, Jesus told me all about you men, about the way you want to do me in, too. So Edgar had old Mr. Raglan, looked at Edgar and thought about what he was saying. And he said he didn't know that worms could talk at all. Well, Edgar said that's not uncommon, and that lots of men don't listen to the voices all around them. That's why nature dies. Swing low, sweet chariot, coming for to get me. Just down like a falling rain, is it gonna wet me? Must be an angel crying down around the tropical disturbance, hearing me. Swing low, sweet chariot, where you gonna take me? For a ride in the morning rain, surely gonna wake me. Open my eyes to the seasons as I go to the reasons why we go there too. I'm gonna ride your chariot for a dime eternal carousel. Buys my time. Thank you. chariot. When the ride is over, will you set me down in a bed of sweet and fine clover, so I can sleep it off and go to tomorrow with the dreams that I dream today. Thank you very much. Thank you for staying in the rain. I'm going to do one more song, and this was a request by an old friend. I've seen a lot of old friends here I haven't seen in a long time. It's really great. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies. She never gets lonesome till the first day of July. Well, I gamble down in England, and I've gambled down in Spain. I gambled with five aces, and I gambled my last game. Jack of diamonds, Jack of diamonds, I know you are wrong. Well, you robbed my poor pocket of silver and gold, and I'll never her song again. Oh, the cuckoo, she's a pretty bird. She sings as she flies, and she never gets lonesome till the first day of July. Thank you very much.
I have a billfold with Charles Wilkes' name in it. If he'll claim it, I'll, it doesn't have money in it, but it has a lot of his identification cards, and I'm sure he doesn't want to lose it. Charles Wilkes. That's good, isn't it? Somebody asked me to ask somebody to meet him over there, and I've forgotten who it was, so maybe they've already met. All right, now, Michael Moore, Laura Lee Sachs, Dennis Sharp, Dr. Zinlett. Fine performance.
First song we'd like to do is a song called Long Black Veil. We did it here last year, like to do it again.
10 years ago, on a cold dark night, there was someone killed neath the town hall light. There was few at the scene, but they all agreed that the sailor who ran looked a lot like me. Well, the judge said, son, is your eye.
Thank you. Protestant ethic's got to go. Intricately tied to the system of capitalism. That's the beginning of the Industrial Revolution over in Western Europe. I don't know if you get this in the history course, but this is what really happened. These captains ran around saying, hey, the 8-year-old kids, they don't work 20 hours a day. What the fuck are you going to do? So they said, well, there's this guy, John Calvin, up in Switzerland. He's got a new thing going. What are they going to do? It's a little black hat, little bucket on there. What's pushing? Protestantism. Spy on our shit. We're pushing capitalism, and somebody wants to pick cotton. They said, well, it's obvious you have a problem. What should we do about it? Well, tell them they won't get into heaven. They don't work. Hey. So set out in business. That was it. I mean, your life ain't worth nothing. You got 8 life insurance policies. Postpone pleasure to put your money in the bank. Later! But no! We want to do it now! Can't do it now. You're not married. No. Wait till you grow up! I'm waiting for 39! When you're 16 and you get a car, then you have responsibility. Then when you're 21, you vote. When you're 25, you have kids. I have 26 kids. And when you're 30, when you're married. When you're divorced, when you're married again. I'm 39, Pa. Yeah.
They lied. They all lied. Revolution begins at home, we should die now. Come on. What are you gonna turn us in? I mean, they listen to that dude on TV. Turn in your kids. You got me to Detroit? They got dogs. They sniffed, you know, the plane. You see Huntley Quincy? That's not dad. Dad wanted the dogs on. It's not Huntley, you got cans. Yeah. They had a dog on it. Yeah, these dogs sniff marijuana. Yeah, well, watch. Here comes a flight in from San Francisco. They go, okay, good. Sniff. Fight these girls. I'm going to San Francisco. As a handbag. They said the handbag contained $8,000 worth of marijuana. Well, they gotta keep the price up. You know, the price things are weird. I did some calculation, though, based on the street price of marijuana and based on the fact that the average woman's about 110, has a handbag about 100, and I figured out, according to that kind of mathematics, that this woman weighed 9,257 pounds, which I think is overweight, but I mean, serious.
Flying it. Right now.
They aim to wipe that out. It's just another form of Yankee imperialism, because they say, Herr Kleindienst, do you know him? He's General Mitchell's right-hand man. He's going to replace him when he goes. And he's head of Operation Intercept, which is mans the borders, you know, and shoots down planes. And there was a picture of him in the paper about a month ago warming his hands in Mexico or a pot burning. Which is really Nazism, because we don't read books, right? So we read plans. And there was Kleindienst burning all the way. Oh, wait, no! We're an ecologist when you need them. Yeah. Right on that block there, they close up the whole street, 14th Street. They're Earth Day. I'm against it. I like dirt. But Nixon was there, Rockefeller came. Rockefeller stands in oil. Rockefeller's polluting Brazil, Argentina, Chile. Not Chile anymore. Not. Sorry about that, Rocky. And you go out to the Pacific Ocean, and you see Tootsie Roll Rapids, oil slicks. The whole fuck. They ought to treat it better. There are only two other oceans like that in the world. And Rockefeller's doing it. He says, we got to clean the Hudson. He should hang him.